Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
We in this, people, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world. Welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. It is Craft Beer Week, and I am your godfather of whiskey, Lake Show. I'm good
always,
old JB.
All day, every day. Ready I'm the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Ready for that next championship, Cody? Shit.
Oh, yeah, back to back. We got the shortest turnaround for like any offseason. About to start next month, December 22nd.
We should get a trophy for
right
that.
Right back at it.
We should just get a trophy for that. Yeah. We should. You know what they should do? They should just like a fighter, you know? They should like just have the Lakers not play at all. And then whatever team makes it to the finals, that's who they can play then. Defend your championship.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because we're going to get one seed again this year anyway. So, yeah, it makes sense.
I mean, we're only going to get better. So, it's like, why even play, you know?
Yeah.
LeBron, he needs to heal up, you know, because he's got to get ready for his next 3 years. I mean, everybody putting him in retirement zone. It's like, I ain't heard his brother say retirement yet. So, I don't know why we even bring that up
right now. I know it's mine. He ain't even talking about that shit. At all.
Why like, would a brother retirement when he's like at the best of his game right now?
Yeah. I mean, you know, he constantly evolves his game. That's why he's the best at what he does.
I mean, so unless he wanted to, you know, he wanted to like chill, hang out with the family, retire.
He loves the game too much.
Yeah. So, I mean, other than that, the only reason why I can see him retiring now is because he just wants to spend time with the family. That's it. I mean, but.
It's going to be extra beautiful next year, too, when we get the chip, because it's going to coincide with that Space Jam 2 release.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Even better if it comes out.
If it doesn't go to streaming, of course. But yeah.
I think it will. Because people, Cody, are stupid. It's stupid. They just stupid. This COVID shit won't go away, Cody. I mean, even with we'll get into a little election stuff here. Even with a new regime and order here, I still think people won't get it together. I don't know what is up. I was looking at the numbers last night in California, Cody. Latinos are at 415,000 cases now, Cody, in California alone.
Yeah.
Latinos. Put the fucking mask on, man. Just put it on, okay? Shit, I know you want to celebrate these Dodgers and Lakers and all this stuff. Put the fucking mask on. Jesus Christ. I'm trying to help y'all. Look, I like your women a lot, okay? So, so I'm trying to help y'all, okay? We need to keep them alive, all right? We need to keep our young Latin women alive, all right? So, okay, keep them alive, healthy, and everything else, whatever. But yet, 415,000 cases. I saw that shit and was just like, That's half of our cases right there, Cody. Because California's at 900,000 now.
Mm-hmm.
So 400, that is like, that's half.
That's,
like
that. That's a lot.
That's like that Eddie Murphy joke. Half. It's like, now I know why I forgot which actor he was talking about now. He was like, he was in the magazine with his mouth wide open going like, he was like, I couldn't understand. I think it was Johnny Carter. He was like, I couldn't understand why he was looking at it. And then he was like, I was reading the headline and said, wife wants half of his money. If you found out like we had like 900,000 cases of COVID in a state and you found out that half of that was one race alone, you would plead with your people. Please stop it. Please stop. What are you doing? What is going on? I don't understand that. White people, they like 100-something thousand. You know, it's funny because they kept blaming that at African-American, but I was like, I looked at our numbers, I was like, shit, we only got 20,000 cases in California, so, I mean, that's a lot, don't get me wrong, but.
It's a lot, but, you know.
Compared to.
It's bad.
Yeah, compared to fucking 400,000.
Yeah, that's a large disparity right there.
If you earn $400,000, Cody, and they said, we got to take all this away and we give you 20,000, you'd be pissed.
I'd be pretty bad. Yeah, pretty ticked off. Yeah,
yeah. So 20,000 ain't shit. 20,000 ain't shit then. But I bet if you had 400,000 and they said we only taking 20,000, then you'd be like, okay, well, shit. I still got $380,000 in here. Oh, okay, shit. Take your 20,000 in. That ain't shit.
Yeah, take it, bitch.
Take it, bitch. Don't fuck with me next year neither, because this shit about to be gone. I'm gonna spend it before you get it. Yeah, so we got a lot to talk about today, people here. I I'm not going to drink today, but I because obviously it's craft beer week, but I got a little cocktail, though.
Is that what that is?
No, it's cranberry juice.
I was about to say, yeah. Like,
hey, it say cocktail on the bottle.
It does say cocktail on the bottle.
It
does say that.
You know, this shit sugary as fuck, probably, man.
Yeah, probably is. Yeah, check that back label.
You know,
check the nutrition facts.
You know what's funny about that is, like, liquor ain't going to be the thing that kills me. It's going to be this shit.
Yeah, fucking cranberry juice. Like, that goddamn sugar.
Oh, shit. I can't stop it, though.
Well, that would be some ironic shit, though. It's like, I drink this. Stay healthy, baby. But counterbalance with alcohol.
I go to the doctor.
I'm killing you.
I go to the doctor, and I'd be like, it's the liquor. And the doctor, he's like, actually, it's not the liquor. It's your sugar level is really high. It's like,
in fact, if I were to say, I think you drink more alcohol, apple, actually.
It's the fucking juice, Jermaine. Stop it, please. You got to stop. Like, cut it out. It's like,
blood sugar level's off the fucking charts.
Yeah. Doctor, I only have like 4 glasses a day, maybe. Shit. And they like little glasses, Doc. I swear. Instead of asking how many liquor drinks did you have, whatever, he like, how many cranberry drinks you had?
Mm-hmm.
Only one this week, Doc. I swear. He turns around. What was that? No, nothing. It was water. The water. Yeah, that's what it was.
Water.
Yeah, shit, I might as well just drink water going straight forward then, whenever, I guess. But, you know, we had a little election here in America.
That's that little old thing.
Yeah, that little old thing. So the mayor of L.A., you know, he was up for grabs here. And, yeah, me and Cody did our part, but ain't nothing really to talk about there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we got a new mayor, I guess, if you will. Yeah. Ain't nothing, no. Ain't nothing but a thing.
No big deal. No big
deal. Oh, and also, Trump is no longer president.
Oh, yeah. 45. Go home. Out of there. Swing. Bitch. The
home
fuck
run.
Out.
To quote Michael Rappaport.
Count, stop the count. Count it again. Okay? Think triple count it. It's over, fucko.
It's over, fucko. You
know? It's over, fucko.
It's over.
That needs to be a t-shirt.
I want it on a hat.
It's over, fucko.
I want a blue hat with that on it.
Yeah, exactly. It's over, fucko.
Yeah. And then on the side, Biden Harris 2020. Mm-hmm. You know, I gotta tell you, I've never been so, I don't know, relieved.
It's a huge relief. Like my sinus is all clear and shit. I got no headaches. I'm feeling good. My head is clear. I can think straight.
I had a broken ankle. That shit healed up somehow. Like, my fucking, I was missing a colon, but somehow it came back or something like that. Like, I don't know. Like,
yeah. My liver back to normal and shit.
Yeah. I had, like I'm a baby again and shit. I had diabetes and shit went away. You know, mm-hmm. It's like, the herpes from Vegas that finally like flared up, but it went away. You know, it's gone now. You know, gone. You know,
I'm glad you remember what city you got it from.
Yeah, come on now. That doesn't stay in Vegas.
No, I follow you everywhere. It's the one thing that's not staying in Vegas.
Unless you stay there too.
It's the only way.
I mean. It, to quote that meme, you said, we got rid of this new racism. You know, it's like, we got to like, I almost feel sorry for Biden and Harris in a way. Because, like, look at the shit you got to fix now.
Yeah, they got to clean up all this bullshit.
Like, and if they don't.
A lot of shit.
And people so are much. Fickle. People are fickle as fuck in this country. If they don't, like, at least accomplish one of those things he fucked up in 4 years. Man, he didn't do anything. Not knowing that the shit that Trump did.
He didn't do his part.
The shit that Trump did, that shit gonna take a whole 8-year term.
At least.
Like, it's gonna take. You remember how long it took Obama and Biden to get us out of that recession? Mm-hmm. It took 2 fucking terms for that, Cody. Like, I remember when Obama came in, I was just like, man, they gonna blame this brother for every fucking thing, Buster.
Sure enough,
that did happen. And I remember, like, it took us, like, his last year of his first term where, like, the economy was finally getting back together and shit, you know, and it was just like, oh, man. Then that second term kicked in, and it was just like, you really didn't have a worry in the world. Economy was great and stuff like that, you know. I mean, we had some still troubles overseas in the Middle East and stuff like that. I hate to tell you this, people. At this point, that shit ain't never going to end, okay?
No, probably not.
I don't care what president. You have to understand, Bush fucked us on that. We in this forever. This is life. That's our herpes.
Yeah, that's America's herpes right there.
Yeah, the Middle East. We in this shit now, baby. We in here. You know, we DMXing it. We in here. You know, shit. X gonna give it to you. So I hate to tell you this, but we in that. So, but in America, we had a smooth sail in that second term of Obama. It was like, man, when he leaves, whoever takes over, Democrat, Republican, I think we in a good position now, huh? Then that orange fuck came in. That's like, holy shit, dude. And another thing, too, I just want to say this, too. You Trump support, stop it with that fucking tax shit. I don't know how many times Biden's got to explain this shit. He's only taxing the people that $400,000 or more. Last time I checked, you bumfuck Negroes don't look like you making $400,000 plus. So please stop it.
I don't forgot damn sure they're not.
Okay. Like, just stop it. I keep seeing people post that shit. Man, he about to tax the fuck out of us. Nigga, you don't make shit. They ain't taxing you. Why is it so hard to comprehend, Cody?
People don't read.
I don't get it.
They don't listen.
Are they just so blinded by their party, their loyalty to their party, that they're just like...
Like I said, is that in a combination of stupidity?
Just stop being stupid, please. Just stop it.
That ain't gonna happen.
No, because we saw some...
We all wish good, but you mentioned some shit.
Yeah, we saw some stupidity over the weekend, mm-hmm. too. Oh, shit. Beyond stupidity, but it's just... This tax thing, I don't know where they're getting this. He said this shit in three different debates, Cody, or two debates in a town hall. I'm only taxing the people that makes $400,000 plus. What in the fuck is wrong with that, Cody? What is wrong with that? Dude, if you make that much money, if you make that much money, you should be being taxed higher. Ever.
Yeah. How much money do you really need, honestly? Honestly, especially if you're single, how much money do you personally really need to be quote unquote comfortable?
We ain't got to hear this LeBron attack no more, because these Trumps, mm-hmm. they love attacking LeBron.
Oh, I hate LeBron's ass.
Love attacking LeBron. Mind you, LeBron is in that category of making $400,000 plus more. You don't mm-hmm. see him bitching.
Nope.
You don't see him bitching. I don't mm-hmm. know where he bitching. As a matter of fact, if anything, he's strong campaigning for Biden and Harris. Mm-hmm. So I don't hear him bitching, Cody. I hear him talking about, like, yeah, I'm willing to give back to my community, which, by the way, he didn't even have to be taxed. He already does that.
Yeah, he already does that.
So.
Yeah.
You know, that's the whole point of, like, when you're a minority and you able to make as much as LeBron make. I'm talking about, like, your Dre's, your Cubes of the world and shit like that or whatever. Although Ice Cube, we're going to talk about him a little bit later.
That's an interesting story about that.
Oh, it's very interesting.
It's very complex.
I was trying to, like, wait until all the details came out before
I... Yeah, because
like,
I was... Yeah, I didn't want to jump the gun either, because I didn't know exactly what was going on, because there was a lot of, like, oh, you did this, but that wasn't what it was.
No, it was not. And that's why I didn't say anything neither. But
right.
I will say one thing when we get into it or whatever, because I think he needs to slow his roll just a little bit down now. Whatever,
okay.
Because he's been posting some shit about, like, you just being a sheep now voting and you shouldn't vote and stuff like that. And it's just like...
Okay, see, that I didn't see that part. Okay, now...
Yeah,
okay.
See, now it's getting a little...
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. At first... And then he even posted some shit talking about, like, they promised me a half a trillion dollars or whatever. It's like, nigga, Trump ain't giving you no... Come on. Come on, brother. Brother, you from the same hood I'm from. We both from Compton, bro. I mean, let's be real, dude. Look, you're one of my favorite West Coast rappers. Mm-hmm. Look, I kind of looked up to you in a way, whatever, and shit like that. Brother, be real, Negro. Like that.
Goddamn, what? I'm going to get no half a... Where are you going to get that money from?
Hey, where the fuck is he going to get this money from, Trump?
Half a trillion?
Like, he even wrote that. Ice Cube even wrote that in a tweet. He's like, man, he said, brothers are shady. He's like, you bring them half a trillion dollars or whatever, and they shit on you. It's just like, brother, Trump ain't giving you half.
Oh, man.
just stop. And then it was after that he started putting, like, oh, y'all just being sheep now voting for, you know. And it's just like, bro, okay, come on, brother. I'm going to tell you this right now. Look. I don't talk about, like, who you vote. Well, I do talk about who you vote for. Rather, who you vote for, whatever, that's your American right. That's your privilege. Black people was allowed to vote, what was it, 1860, Cody?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it was around, shit, I don't know. Maybe I better look this up. Hey, I ain't been in history in five hours long now.
Shit, I'm in the same boat.
1870. So 1869, close enough, whatever. So that was when black men was allowed to vote. Women had their own separate bill on when to vote. People died to be able to vote, Cody, in this country. Fucking people were being shot and hung and stuff for that, for be able to have their right hand. So whenever I see, and this, whoever you vote for, that's your God-given right to vote for whoever the fuck you want to vote for. By all means, you could be stupid, but hey, go ahead and vote for whoever you want to vote, unless you vote in third party. Please just stop it. Like, I don't even know why we have third party. Like, look,
I really don't either.
Once again, your priority, whoever you vote for, but let's be real, your chances of winning that, it's like, we need to just be like, be real. There's two parties. There is no fucking third party. And that shit's never going to change. It's never going to fucking change. You know how much money got to go into a fucking political campaign to be even able to run for president and shit? Oh, yeah, let's be real about this shit. So, black people died for this. Women fought hard to get their rights. Shit, they were being hung and everything else too. So whenever I see people on social media talking about they didn't vote or picking on people, saying, oh, y'all just voting for another slave owner or something like that, whatever, I find that a little bit fucking insulting, especially when black people say it. Like, especially when black people say it. Like, it really bothers me when black people say it. And I've saw enough of them this week to say, like, you know, you voted for another slave master, out with the in and with the old. That's why I didn't vote or whatever and shit. And it's like, once again, brothers and sisters have fucking died to have this privilege, Cody. Mm-hmm. Just to feel like they were a part of the fucking system and whatever means and ever. So for them to just sit up here, this newer generation or whatever and shit, knowing that, like, hey, her great-grandmother fucking died trying to get her to be able to fucking vote for her rights and shit like that. That shit insults the shit out of me. Like,
very insulting.
I know people probably think I'm like far left and shit, which I have no problem with that because I want free healthcare. And also I want my money back for school. But like when it comes to like black rights and shit like that, there is nobody more on these podcasts than on the last drop here. You will hear me defend black people more than ever. Whatever. Okay. Like, because when it comes to black rights and stuff like that, that shit means the world to me. So when I hear someone, and Ice Cube, this goes for you too, whatever. So when you calling people sheep and stuff like that for voting. That's like, brother, come on. What are you doing? Like, I understand you trying to get money for the black community to get us out of poverty. There. Yeah, he's straight up. I understand you're trying to get money for the black people, descendants of slave owners and stuff like that. But you don't need to attack their right to vote. I just think anybody don't need to, especially people that do that. They stupid as fuck anyway. They don't have a clue what's going on in politics. So they just think it doesn't affect me, so I don't need to vote or whatever. You dumb fuck. You don't know that. You don't know that.
They need the fucking backhand immediately.
Okay, then you know what? If voting for a president doesn't affect you, then why are we still talking about what Bush did to the Middle East then?
Yep.
I'm just saying. To say that, like, having a president doesn't matter for you personally or whatever and stuff, it's just so fucking insulting to those that are hurting, that are looking for a leader. I mean, when you see this Muslim ban that these Republican presidents tried to put on Muslim people and shit. Me and you ain't Muslim, but I feel for those people. When you when you see these kids in cages and shit like that, and you think that, like, oh, it doesn't matter who I vote for or whatever and shit, it's like, well, who's giving me the option to get these fucking kids out of cages and shit, because the shit is inhumane. So please don't sit up here and insult people's voting rights. I just find it to be fucking disrespectful as hell. And that was my only problem I had with Ice. Well, that was my problem I just had with Ice Cube. It's just like, all right, brother, you're just arguing with people. Like it's like you I don't even know what you're doing now, whatever. Like, just stay your lane. You saying you're nonpartisan. That's fine. You stay nonpartisan, whatever it is you're doing.
You do, brother.
If you can get this money for descendants of slave owners with this contract, I think he called it the Platinum Plan of it. By all means, you will get a fucking standing ovation from me. We will praise you on this show and stuff like that, because you actually are doing in the work, whatever. But don't sit up here and insult people's rights to vote and shit like that, telling them that they're voting for another sheep and shit. And I saw a lot of black people giving him shit for that, too. You know, and then I saw some Uncle Tom motherfuckers talking about, no, you being right. And just like, shut the fuck up, dude. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So I just wanted to get that off my chest because I didn't want to talk about the Ice Cube thing until like more details came involved right. or whatever and shit.
Right.
But let's be real. Ain't no more details going to come out of this.
No, not at this point.
Like, let's be real about it. Like, Trump did that stunt for fucking black votes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same with Lil Wayne stuff and this 50 Cent bullshit now and all this. It's just like, yeah, it's all, it's all stunts. Yeah.
It's all just stunts, whatever.
Yeah.
And especially because, once again, and Biden in his speech last night, he slammed his hand down and said, thank you to the African-American voters mm-hmm. and shit like that. And I was just like, damn, he just called us out. I was like, because Philly and Georgia, we showed up to play. We're all you Cuban motherfuckers in Florida let us down, but you know, hey, you know, we don't point fingers here. Well, you don't point fingers. Hey, don't y'all got a hurricane coming soon, Florida? Huh? Interesting. Let's see if Trump bails you out of that.
Yeah.
Let's just see. Let's just see, you know? Especially because there's a lot of Puerto Ricans in Florida, too. And it's just like, did y'all not see what he did in Florida, Puerto Rico when a hurricane hit that area? I have family in Puerto Rico. They tell me that it still looks like a shit show down there. Sometimes they don't have power still, Cody.
Wow. Damn.
So to see Florida Latinos just vote for his ass, it's just like, it's different from a California to a Florida Latino, because most of the Florida ones, they come from the Puerto Ricos, the Colombias, the Cubas and stuff like that. So when you see that, you're just going like, yeah, I ain't got a fucking clue. It's like, what are y'all doing?
Yeah, it's just sad. Just seeing that shit. So yeah, I don't get that mindset at all.
So when it came down to the black vote, Cody, in Georgia and Philly, man, I ain't gonna lie, I was biting my nails, dude. Cause I was like, you Negroes better not betray me. it's like we already had the letdown of the Latinos in Florida and Texas. But you motherfuckers, y'all. And then when that Georgia started climbing up, I was like, there you go, Atlanta. There you go. But there you go. Black Atlanta. Come on now. Show it to me, please. And then Philly came in. I was like, oh, mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, thank you, Lord. Oh. Thank God. And then Biden did his acceptance speech, or not his acceptance speech, but his little speech he did last night. It was so normal. It was beautiful.
Wasn't it? It's nice to have just a straight up, basic, and sincere acceptance speech.
It just, I was like, I forgot what that sounds like.
I know, right?
Classy. I said, class. Kamala gives her speech, talks about women, bringing them back. I was like, I barely heard the word I in the. So I was just like,
yep.
Thank you. I didn't hear anything about how he did such a good man. I didn't hear anybody chanting, lock somebody up.
Or cut that, cut that bitch off, or lock that bitch up.
Lock that bitch up, yeah. Trump that bitch, I didn't hear any of that. Yes. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Although this is another problem I've had too with social media or whatever, these Trump supporters. And look, I do want to rag on you Trump supporters. I'm sure there's just some left people on the liberal side that's like, you know, an asshole. I'm sure of it. There has to be, right? I mean, it's just the numbers.
Human nature.
Just, yeah, exactly, whatever shit. I just going by what I see. And what I want to see here is you Trump supporters, if you don't shut the fuck up with calling Kamala Harris a fucking hoe, I swear to fucking God, I'm going to backslap all the fuck out of you. This is the problem we have in this country and like women being degrading and shit like that. If you don't agree with her, you don't agree with her. That's fine. You lost. Accept it. You move on. You lost. Look, when Trump won, don't get me wrong, I was pissed or whatever shit. I talk shit about him daily almost, whatever stuff. I mean, how could you not? Because he fucking lies out of his mucking mouth daily, whatever shit.
Yeah, for real.
But you ain't seeing me at rallies talking about like, I'm going to beat your ass and shit like that, whatever, and it's a hoe and shit like that. Why she got to be a hoe, Cody? Why she got to be a hoe? Huh?
I don't know. It's because she's running the opposite campaign. And they just had to call her the one of the worst names possible. That's what it comes down to. It's childish.
Because she's an intelligent black colored woman.
They don't like that. Don't like that at all.
So she got to be a hoe? Like,
yeah.
Nigga, fuck you. it's like, nigga, fuck you. That's what it
comes down to, yeah.
Yeah, nigga, fuck you, whatever. Shit. You don't talk that to her. Like, you don't talk that to any women, though, or for that matter, especially not only the first female vice president. That sets boundaries, Cody. That's rules. That's a game changer right there, whatever, shit. Mm-hmm. That's telling all the little girls down there, like, hey, you know what, shit. Not only that, this even boosts her chances. Like, when this is all done and said and done, she could run for president again.
She could.
If she does a good job, her numbers might be higher now at MSF. So, but sit up there and just disgrace her, calling her a hoe. That's some childish, lame dick shit right there. Trump's horse, get your shit together. And there's a stupidity of this. I swear to God, elections have been going on in this country for I don't know how long, Cody. Trump supporters act like the rules has got changed all of a sudden now.
I know. When shit don't go in their favor all of a sudden.
Well, this whole, I don't want, and this nigga even said this shit too. I don't want ballots coming in at 4 a.m. in the morning. What? Like, what? What is he talking about? But this is the rhetoric. That this is why we're glad he's gone. Because he doesn't understand that, like what we said about Kanye when he spoke up and shit, and then that dude from TMZ, I think his name was Van or whatever and shit, got in his face and tried to tell him, your voice has a meaning to so many people and shit. When you're the leader of the free world, the most powerful country in the world and shit, and you're up on stage, national fucking TV for the world to show, and you're sitting up there saying, ballots are coming in after 4 a.m. whatever and shit. Look, there's already people. We just talked about it. They don't give a fuck about elections and stuff like that. And they are already skeptical with their conspiracy theories and shit. He's feeding into the shit and causing a scene out of it, though. Like, it's just like, stop it, dude. What are you doing? Like, he's creating more chaos at the rim. And I know there's people out there that believes racism didn't come from Trump. Racism was here. But no shit. We know that, whatever and stuff, okay? God damn. We know that more than anybody as black men or whatever shit. Racism always been here. But he brings it out of them. Like, he's made white supremacy feel comfortable enough to show up at a grocery store with a fucking hooded mask on, Cody, and say, fuck you, niggers.
I never seen anything like that before that motherfucker got elected. Just that overt shit, just like you just described?
Mm-hmm.
Ever. No. Never saw that.
They're marching prouder than ever, Cody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's never been. You know why? It's because, look, I just said this right now. Racism always been there.
Yeah, it was always going to be here to a certain extent.
Yeah. But they never had a voice, though, that champions them to come out and be comfortable with it. So he's been that voice for 4 fucking years now, Cody, telling them it's okay to call that woman a black hoe. It's okay to call that black man a terrorist. You know, it's okay to do that stuff. It's okay to call Black Lives Matter Antifa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all this is okay. It's all okay now, Cody. And that's not to say they wouldn't have said it before. They would not be just as loud and abrupt and in your face about it and whatever and shit.
Exactly.
To the point that they're fucking praying at fucking ballot count stations.
Yeah.
They're praying, Cody.
Yeah. Literally on hands and knees praying.
Me and Cody are atheists. We don't like religion at all. That is the weirdest fucking shit I've ever fucking seen in my life.
That's a lot of weird religious shit, but that took the cake. Yeah.
That took the cake to a whole nother fucking level. And she sounded like that little girl. She was chanting some shit. I didn't know what was going on. I was like, is she praying or chanting? What is she saying right now? Like, I mean, I thought she was summoning Cthulhu. What was these women doing, Cody? They were on their knees and bowing.
Yeah,
just like
bowing and shit. Yeah.
This was some serious cult shit, Cody.
It was kind of creepy.
This was like, he wasn't a leader. He wasn't a president. This dude was a straight up cult leader.
Yeah. That's what it was. Well, that's what it is.
And these people are showing up. Stop the count. Mm-hmm. Count the votes. They don't even know what's going on. So in the states, he's winning, count the votes. States he's losing, stop the counts. The count. But somehow
Biden is corrupt and he's...
That doesn't sound like favoritism at all. At all.
And then I even had I put this in quotes, buddy. We just know him mutually. I don't consider him a friend. He writes, don't you just find it weird that like Biden is getting all these mail in? No, I don't find it weird. I don't find it weird at all. This man, Cody, has spent the whole fucking year downgrading mail-in voting. We see the length of what his followers are willing to do for him, right, Cody? Mm-hmm. They're willing to risk COVID for him. So why would it be a crazy thought to think that, like, if he spends a whole year telling you mail-in ballots are rigged, why would his supporters vote by mail?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That sounds logical to me.
And which, by the way, it showed at the polls.
Yep.
He fucking dominated first night. We had some leads, but once the polar, man, he just took the lead and was just like, all right. I said, that's expected. We still have a shitload of mail-in ballots to count, though. And then sure enough, next day, mail-in ballots started coming in. We started winning. It just makes fucking sense. Now, to say this notion, to say that, oh, but Trump didn't even get one mail-in, that's some bullshit.
Yeah, come on now.
I watched these numbers. How did his numbers jump up then? Now, they jumped up, but they didn't jump up tremendously. Because, like, why would his fucking supporters vote by mail? But they jumped up, though. Come on now. Look at his lead that he had in, like, fucking – look at Arizona specifically. His mail-in ballots have jumped up so high or whatever, he almost had a chance of winning. But he just couldn't beat those bigger cities and shit. It's just crazy to me that these people – They're so loyal to their party. It's like, I don't even get this shit. And like, what has Trump done for you? He doesn't give a fuck, dude. I mean, look, we just found out his chief of staff just caught COVID or whatever. This motherfucker's giving COVID out like it's nobody's business and shit. He doesn't care. So what do you give a shit? And it's so funny because these Trump supporters, they're the main people that sit up here and talk about the American Constitution and its values and the American rights and shit like that. And it's just like, y'all don't know shit about the law yourself, though. Stop the count. Why are mail-in ballots coming in the next day after election? It's not. It's already there. It's just being counted. George Bush didn't get nominated, Cody, until December 6th.
Oh, shit. I remember that.
Yeah, and then remember, Gore did a recount in Florida, which makes sense because why wouldn't you do a recount? The vote spread difference, Cody, it was only 500 votes.
Yeah, damn.
I would do a recount. If it's 500 votes, it was like, yeah, do a recount. That's close. I mean, we need to do a recount on that. Biden is so ahead of Trump. It's like, why would you even want to do a recount? These states that he wants to do recounts in, it's like, dude, you losing by like 3,000 and man. Up. I don't.
You lost, man. Give it up. Stop it.
He even said in this poem, we won the election as far as I'm concerned. We're going to take this to the Supreme Court. Is he serious?
That's what he said.
Fucking serious, dude?
All right, go ahead. Waste your time.
That's not even how the system works, Cody. You just can't run up to the Supreme Court and be like, hey, you know.
Hey, for him, that's how it works. His mind.
Oh,
just
boy.
Just like that.
I love his supporters. They just like, yeah, go to Supreme Court, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's his brother on, I told you about earlier, his retarded motherfucker. He's black and Mexican, mixed. He the main one keep posting that shit, too. Y'all keep celebrating, thinking Biden win. Remember what happened with Bush and Gore, though? I had to write this Negro and say, nigga, that was a 500 difference, so. That was a 500 vote count difference. If it's under 1,000, yes, I could see the chances in. Biden is leading by 3,000 and more. It's like there's no fucking way. And then I love it, too, because they tried to use this marker incident in Arizona, not knowing that markers were allowed in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Just making up shit now, Cody, as we go on. Just
grasping at straws, man.
Just you can look it up. You can look it up on Arizona's little voting book, whatever stuff. They even tell you, too, in all your little voting books, black markers are allowed. Sharpies are allowed. Use a Sharpie. Use a pen, whatever you need. I don't know what the fuck you got to do, but just do it and shut the fuck up, please. You lost. You didn't hear us saying that, oh, Trump lost when he fucking won. We bitched about the Electoral College. I'll give you that. But when he won, we just said fuck. And we kind of gave Hillary shit too, to be honest. I'm not gonna lie. He was like, that fucking, man, fucking Hillary, you lost this shit. So you lost, bro. It's over. Now get the fuck out, you orange piece of shit. Fucking bye. Shitting. Yeah, get your bags and get the fuck out of here or whatever and shit. We sick of your punk ass. What are you drinking, girl?
Today on Craft Beer Week, I will be having from Evil Twin Brewing their Imperial Stout that goes by the name of Imperial Biscotti Break. It is an Imperial Stout brewed with coffee, almonds, and vanilla.
And I will be having cranberry cocktail juice and
yes,
on the nose.
With 30 grams of sugar.
You get a lot of syrup. Yeah, a lot of cranberry. Yeah, you get some cranberry, Cody. Yeah, let's get this. Let's get the taste out the way. Let's get the taste out of it. It's heavily sugary. It's very sugary. This is where I usually put ice in my shit to water it down just a little bit, you know, just.
You ever thought about like making, you probably got them lazy, like homemade cranberry juice?
You know me so
well. Probably like less sugar.
Yeah, you know me so well, my friend. Yes. You've already answered that question.
Yeah, well, there goes that. That's my own question.
What would I have to do? Stand in a barrel and smash some berries?
Nah, you got to do all that.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure like some sort of juicer you can just like mash the fucking berries or something.
I have a juicer. I'll think about it, Cody.
Yeah, there you go. I think you should try that. Yeah. Some straight up. Okay, I guess you didn't like
I'll look into it, Cody. How about that? I'll look into it.
Yeah. You don't have to. You know, just thought. Yeah. little tip.
No. What do I gotta do? Put like spoonfuls of sugar in it too? Just like drop the little drops here?
That's what I say. You do without the sugar, be less sugar. That's what I'm saying. It'll be processed.
Will it taste good?
I don't know. I never had like cranberry juice like that. I was asking you. I thought you were like cranberry juice expert over there.
I don't like they don't like cranberries. And I don't like cranberries really.
Oh, do you?
No.
Do you not rather?
No, I don't even like cranberry. For Thanksgiving and shit.
Oh, I don't like that shit either. I never had that jello shit.
Yeah, I don't like that shit. I think Bill Cosby's gonna hop out of that and rape me.
Oh.
I'm not down for that shit. Oh, I see you fucking with the cranberry jello. Oh.
It's like, just sugar in it for you, man.
Yeah, I'm the sugar, black sugar. I'm good, Bill. That's okay, whatever and shit. You know, that's fine. So I'll let you give a nose.
So poured the glass. When I was pouring it, it was like something like a reddish hue to, like an amber. But you look at the glass, it's straight dark brown, almost black. Can't see through it. Nice tan handle there.
It looked like you.
I got decent carbonation. Yeah, it kind of looks like the head does kind of look like me.
Yeah, it looked just
almost,
like you.
Almost.
And the bottom part
it's
looked
actually
like me.
More rich. Yeah, that sucks. My camera's like desaturated, but it's actually like a darker brown. Thing going on, but whatever.
You got lighting in the background, so it's hard to see it.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So
nose. You get a little black coffee, licorice-y, kind of sweet in a way.
By the way, you look terrible today.
I know. I always look terrible. I was waiting for you to say it. Yeah. I was waiting. You know, since I turned 30, I got to get that daily roasting.
Yeah, you just
or weekly roasting, rather.
You look horrible. I just got to tell you, like, I don't even want to fuck you no
more. Yeah. Maybe a little espresso. I got a little kind of weird, like an ashtray sort of thing going on, too.
I think that's I think that's just your uncle outside smoking.
Oh, yeah, that's probably him. He's doing some weird shit.
He's hanging out with Nick Cannon in the backyard right now.
Oh, God. And maybe a touch of vanilla on there, too.
I thought you were about to say a touch of Cannon.
Oh, hell no. He probably has a shit called like that. Does he have a cologne called that or something like that? That's like the exact name he would call his cologne.
Oh, dear God. I hope not.
Cannon.
A touch of Cannon. Oh,
you, too, can become a gigolo. With a touch of cannon. Tell me you can't see that shit.
Oh, God. And then, like, the bottle, like, as a cap, has a turban.
Fuck it. God damn it. I'm going to do a spit take.
And it's saying in the back, get your turban. Get your smell up. Get your turban up. That's happening, Cody.
Mm. So, mouth feels on the lighter side, medium. Mm-hmm. Really chocolatey. Good amount of bitterness on the back end. Like a slight Brady thing going on. There's vanilla. It kind of like a... almost like a... like a donut thing going on too. It's different.
Before like you that, give before you give your rating, why don't you sip on it just a little bit longer and see?
That's interesting.
You have this look on your face, like confused uniqueness.
Yeah, because it's beer. It's not great per se, but it's doing a lot of interesting things. I think with the in the Imperial Stout.
I would remember that this show has had a lot of not so great drinks.
There's a few things they're doing here. I'm like, okay, that'll maybe give it a higher score than I would have.
Yeah,
because they weren't doing those certain things.
Because I would say they're on something here.
Yeah,
but they're not hitting.
Like, it's
the
not
mark.
Quite hidden. Because for me, I like my Imperial Stouts have a thicker mouthfeel. Mm-hmm. I think this is a bit too light for that.
You like and thick mouthfuls?
Like, yeah, I like thick mouthfuls, yes. And I said thick, not the other thing. Yeah. Kind of probably sound like I said the other thing.
It did.
That's why you're not.
So you like
so joyful right now.
Yeah, you like when it's thick in your mouth or whatever? So.
I like my thick Imperial Stout, sir. Like almost kind of chewy.
You might want to get that checked out there. I don't know about that part. I don't think you should be taking chewy mouthfuls, Cody.
That's good. There's a note on the back end I'm not fond of. I don't know what it is, though. It's not like it's not a bitter. It's like a, hold on.
Finish on my drink has a bitter taste to it.
Maybe like a metallic-y thing going on. It's not too overt, but it's not. It's there. I don't like it too much, though. So I was knocking a few points down, but
like adamantium or vibranium.
Yeah, more like adamantium.
Adamantium,
like Wolverine.
Okay.
Yeah. Other than that, though, it's pretty good. It's not mind blowing. Like I said, those little unique things they do with some of the flavor notes in there, like the mm-hmm. donut thing going on, the vanilla mm-hmm. like, vanilla frosting sort of thing, and the breadiness. Mm-hmm. And the, like the donut thing I was talking about. That's cool. I really want to try that in beers. But I like that. That's nice.
Why don't you sip on that until you get to like half glass before you give a
rating? Yeah, I'll come back to you. Yeah. I'll come back.
Because you got about like three good sips in there or whatever. Let's see if it lingers on you or something like that, you know? I don't want you to give a too harsh or too good of a rating yet until you... because like that, for a beer, I feel like you got to get a little bit lower than that, Cody. Just a little bit, you know? Just let it linger around, you know?
That's fair.
Because... what is all this shit? Anyway, you didn't see the SNL thing with
Chappelle. No, didn't get a chance to watch it. Not yet.
I don't watch SNL, but I found out Chappelle did it. People, you got to go watch that monologue. It's fucking funny as shit, dude. Like, it's hilarious. So
I expect no less from Chappelle.
It is. This dude just gets better and better. Like, I don't. This dude is fucking great, right? Like, imagine when that man dies. Oh, my God. Oh man, you need to get them comedy specials out. Like, right, hey, come on, keep going, keep hitting them, dude. give me tons of them real quick. Apparently, he's been doing like shows because he lives in Ohio, he's been doing like shows in Ohio, but like outside in like his buddy's cornfield and shit. Got like a little stage set up and shit like that. And I'm like, God damn, that's the one time I wish I lived in Ohio. Then I would actually go to that, I would actually leave the bunker for that, Cody. Unfortunately, we live in like one of the most populated dense cities in the fucking country. So I don't think anybody's going to be setting up any random shit here. Although my buddy in Yorba Linda, his neighbor, she's a musician and she's just been opening up the garage door and just been like playing her tunes for the whole, I wouldn't say town, but the block to listen to. He gets a chair out, grabs a beer, whatever. He just sits and watches. I was like, man, that motherfucker got like a home concert that's going on right there next door to him and shit.
Nice.
Wish I had that shit. I'm jealous. I'm envious because, you know, obviously I'm petty like that.
So. Well, you being jealous? Never.
Yeah, yeah, never that. Yeah, you ugly motherfucker, Cody, by the way. Oh, Lord. Oh, man. That ugly stick came hard down on you, boy. Mm, yeah,
yeah. I'm coming back from this.
No, no, is no, it? No, no, say, no, say. but I don't think we talked about this when we talked about our Trump stuff, though, but people, if you didn't see when Biden was announced a winner, was it Saturday morning or Friday? It was Saturday morning. Saturday morning. Yeah. You would have thought there was like a worldwide block party.
Yep.
Speaking of Chappelle, you remember that movie he had, Block Party?
Mm-hmm.
That's what this looked like. It looked like him just traveling.
Sure did.
From city to city. I mean, it looked like a party that, like, it was a party. I was just like, man, I wish I was involved in that. I want to be in that.
I want part of that.
I want to get in on that, whatever and shit. You know, Dave Chappelle made fun of white people. He was just like, could you imagine? He was like, if stuff was still segregated and white people were still hitting them with a twist and shit, like dancing and shit, like hitting with a twist. People, if you don't understand that reference, he did that on his Chappelle show once, where he had the little miniature version of him on top of himself and shit. Oh. And then, like, I can't remember if it was a white dude, and I think it was a Latin woman that was hitting on him, and she was like backing up on him and shit. And he was the little version of him pop up, and he was like, "Oh dear Lord," he was like, "Look at all that right there. She's trying to back it up on you and stuff like that." I said, "Whatever happened to that nice flat pancake booty with the crease?" He's like, She was like, "Oh Lord, she's doing some hippity hop dance on you. Just hit her with the twist."
Stupid.
He brought that shit back last night. I got a screenshot of that shit. That motherfucker's head is up in the air in the hands. Oh shit. He started talking about like Trump's and his friends and shit like that. Talking about like, look, Chris Christie's fat ass. He's still sitting up in the ICU ward going like, vote Trump. Oh man, but yeah, it was like a block party that I wasn't a part of. And I didn't like that shit, Cody. Because I'm petty. I ain't like
petty,
that at all.
I feel you.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, hey, people, it was like the first time I saw unity without having to protest about something. I was like, damn, but people look sadding as fuck, whatever and shit. I mean, I can only imagine Michael Rappaport walking down one of those parties and shit, you know. Filming himself talking. People, go on Michael Rappaport's Twitter page and just like listen to some of the shit he calls Trump.
He's amazing. That man is amazing.
I mean, easy.
His way with words is unlike anybody else.
The fucking ghost of John McCain beat you right in your fat fucking ass in Arizona. Good, you fucking asshole. Your big fucking mouth came back to fuck you. Okay? The fucking.
I never had my mouth fucked me before.
Back the governor of Michigan when there's a plot to kidnap her. Good, you fuck. Pack your fucking shit and you're gonna lose Pennsylvania. Huh?
Could you imagine you lived in the neighborhood and just saw this walking down the street?
You're fucking done in Philadelphia. You're done. Pack your fucking
shit. Oh, Michael's on a rampage again.
Oh, that's just Michael.
My neighbor. Stupid sons, your dumb fucking daughter, your fucking mute fucking blowjob Jared fucking Kushner.
Hey, Michael's like that neighborhood's personal alarm clock. He's here in the morning going off, you know, the time it is, like 10 a.m. Yep, there goes Michael again.
The motherfucker called Jared Kushner a mute, bloated, blockheaded blowjob. Look, he called him a mute. It's like, has Jared ever talked? It's
like, this motherfucker created his own insult. He called somebody a blowjob. come on, man. That's great.
He called him a mute, bloated blowjob.
That's what you know. You got to take a step back. We get called a blowjob. Like, wait, what? Fuck, you just called me.
What's so funny about it is, I told Cody this before we started recording, you can't fuck with the East Coast when they fucking just swarming on your ass like this. Like, these motherfuckers.
They got that accent, got that way with words. Yeah, it rolls off the tongue. Like that's some, like us with these LA accents, I guess. I don't know what the fuck that is. That's a good thing. But when I say, hey, fuck you, you son of a bitch, fuck you, you hate shit. What? Whatever.
Yeah, sound like a bitch.
Yeah, sound like a bitch.
You hear Michael Report, Michael Rappaport saying,
"Yeah, then you fucking piece of shit, you fucko."
It makes you want to get a restraining order. Like, mm-hmm. like, oh, I feel in danger for my life now. It's like,
yeah. That shit. Go back in the house. Fuck that.
Motherfucker called him a bloated. I forgot the words. Now, said
mute blowjob.
A mute bloated blowjob.
Oh, mute.
I'm a mute. I can't talk and shit.
That's fucked up.
It's like, if you're in a war of world words with Michael Rappaport,
yeah, you're gonna lose.
Just concede.
I don't know why you're going into that war in the first place.
Put your fucking flunkies around you. Get your fucking stupid sons, your dumb fucking daughter, your fucking mute fucking blowjob Jared fucking Kushner fucking son-in-law. Get the fucking tape, get the boxes, and pack your fucking shit.
Get the boxes.
Pack it now.
He's the only one that can make packing sound like it's insulting.
4 years of this fucking nonsense, you fucking blowjob.
He called him a blowjob again.
It's time. I love how
he says fucking is like that buildup. Yeah. Fucking.
The next time Cody is moving, I'm just gonna be like, get your fucking boxes and get your tape, man. Just get the fuck out of here.
Just play the video.
Just move. Just move. Only Michael Rappaport can make moving sound like, damn, fuck that dude. Yeah, move.
Shit, I'm going, fuck.
Yeah, just like shit.
It's fucking nonsense, you fucking blowjob. Get the fucking trucks. It's time, asshole. We can count. We can recount. Let's do it 3 fucking times. We'll triple check it. It's over, asshole. You fucking lost, motherfucker. You dumb fuck you.
I've never been called a dumb fuck you. Oh, man. Go ahead and he right. Triple count that shit if you want. He got 3 months left. Go ahead. He got a lot of time. That shit had me in tears, Cody. I was laughing so fucking hard. I was just like, I was laughing so hard I was kind of terrified, to be honest.
That man's hilarious.
That man is he's
and terrifying at the same time.
Yeah, like it'd be funny if he tells. It'd be funny too if he tells you like I'm never like I would never hit you or nothing like that. It's like
Your words hurt enough, so I guess I wouldn't want to be hit by you.
Yeah, I was like I mean shit.
But time some of us don't even have fucking jobs. Slow and fucking painful. Yes, we would all love to go out to the club and celebrate tonight and dance. Okay, but if we gotta wait for Monday, Tuesday, we can count once, count fucking twice. And a lot of people are saying, oh, what are we gonna do if he doesn't leave the White House? Well, this is what we're gonna do.
Uh-oh.
This is what we're gonna do, pig dick. Donald.
Donald.
Okay? You're gonna shake hands with President Joe Biden.
Is this a threat? What is this? This is what you're gonna do. This is what you're gonna do, Donald. He's the only one that can make your name sound like an enemy, like Donald. Like it's like, oh, he's just like, I'm changing that name now.
Okay, just like Barack Obama did it with you, despite the fact that he could smell your infection right in his face. You're gonna sit down,
damn.
Okay? You're gonna shake fucking hands, okay? And if you don't want to sit down and shake hands, then what we're gonna do is we're gonna ask you to leave the White House. They're gonna give you a time. They're gonna give you a son.
Oh shit!
The place, and you're gonna get the fuck out. And if you don't get the fuck out, that's when we bring in the zip ties. Bring in the zip ties. Shit. We're gonna hog tie you. We're gonna stick a fucking apple in your mouth.
What we're gonna
toss
fuck?
You right the fuck out on the street, right
oh,
out
my God.
Outside of the White House on Black Lives Matter. This is not tough. This is a draft dodging 2-bit.
You're gonna drag him out the Black Lives Matter Boulevard. Pimp.
This is not a tough guy. You get the fuck out when we tell you to get the fuck out. Otherwise, you get hogtied and tossed the fuck out like a big fucking bag of fucking trash. Huh?
I don't know if this is a Trump tirade or if I'm watching Godfather. I can't figure it out.
It's like Godfather meant Scarface.
Jesus
shit
Christ,
like,
man.
Here's what you're going to do. It's like, he's Italian, right?
It has to be, right?
Yeah. God bless you, New York Italians. I got to tell you. It's like, Like Eddie Murphy Christ. Was right back then on his stand up. Nobody insults like fucking New York Italian.
Man, has he never played a mob boss? Because he would nail that shit.
I remember he wasn't a mob movie, but he had like a small role in that shit. Yeah. It's like, this motherfucker.
Golly.
Here's what you're going to do, Cody. You're going to sit the fuck down. You're going to shake his fucking hand like Obama did when he shook your infectious ass hand or whatever shit. And if you don't do that, here's what we're going to do. That's when we bring out the zip ties. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, this just got dark. Okay. We stick a fucking apple in your mouth. We stick you with a fork. And we throw your ass out on Black Lives Matter Boulevard. I was like, God. Woo, man. Oh.
Shit. I was laughing before. Now I'm just shivering.
I tell you what. It'll never happen, but if I ever become president, I know who my Secretary of Defense will be.
There it is right there.
Michael Rapaport.
He'll get shit done.
Yeah, I don't know what he'll get done. But
I don't know what either, but it'll get done.
Yeah, I
whatever that is.
I don't know what
he's going to do. I don't know how he's going to go about it.
Yeah, I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
but it'll happen.
I'll constantly tell the press, Michael is the Secretary of Self-Defense. Secretary of Defense. He's handling the North Korea situation on his own. I have nothing to do with that. Motherfucker gets on Twitter and shit. Kim Jong-un, if you don't fucking lose your power, we're going to zip tie your ass. This is like,
and give you a decent fucking haircut.
Yeah, you fucking fat, tiny little fat fuck you. This is like, and we're gonna tie your ass up and feed you to South Korea. it's like, damn. They would show me that shit at press conferences. So you approve of this? I'd be like, I'd have to pull a Trump.
Yeah,
I don't know who that man is. I don't know who that is. And let's just see if it works. Have we ever thought of zip tying Kim Jong-un? I mean, I don't know. God bless New York Italians.
Yes.
I mean, like Cody said, only them can make up insults and it'll hurt you.
Yeah. Dude, he called a person a blowjob. What? I never heard that shit ever. That's fucking amazing. I mean, that shit have blown my mind. Anything you say, he called a motherfucker a blowjob. Like, damn. Like, how do you respond to that? Like, this motherfucker just called me a blowjob.
I guess when you look at the specifics of a blowjob, it's kind of nasty. You know, you got a chick on her knees.
Yeah, that's nasty. You put your mouth on a dick. It's kind of nasty.
She's slobbing over a dick with a little hole in it. You might piss on her.
Yeah, he's probably just took a piss too.
So yeah,
and get some top and some shit like that. Like,
it's kind of disgusting actually. I mean, if you look at it from that point of view, you'd be like, I guess I understand why he called him a blowjob. I never heard it used just as an adjective. I always thought of it like a noun, person, woman, man, camera, TV.
Yeah. Right.
I thought it was a verb, you know? I thought it was a verb.
Like the action. Yeah.
Yeah, I never thought of it as an adjective.
Your fucking blowjob.
Oh, man. Cody, what are you giving that beer there?
Oh, yeah.
Did your opinion change at all?
No, it's basically the same. So the Imperial Biscotti break, as I pour the rest to my glass, I'm going to give it a 2.5. Like I was saying, it would be an underwhelming beer for the most part if it weren't for those specific notes I pointed out earlier. They do differ from other beer sales I've had. Uh-oh, don't want that.
Yeah, it's hard to kick.
Otherwise, we'll hog tie your ass and
put
Black Lives Matter. keep the street safe.
Cody's gonna take me to Obama Boulevard because he don't know where Black Lives Matter. he's like, I know where that's at though.
Good, close enough.
Drop your ass off there. Shit, they'll take your shoes. He'll take me to Martin Luther King Boulevard. You know you ain't surviving.
Oh, you ain't surviving that shit. just to spare you some insult, I'll take the app out your mouth. There's a hog tie. Just drop you out there. It'd be less insult.
I'd be hollering my ass. First, I'd be okay with it. I'd be like, man, do your worst. It don't scare
did
me.
Do you see the first episode of The Mandalorian this season?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I did see it. Yeah,
yeah, it'd be like, remember when, at the beginning of the episode, we let that dude tied up?
And and then all the creatures
came. That's what it'd be like.
That will be me, because I'd be talking shit to you and be like, man, this ain't shit. I ain't scared of none of your shit. Ass. And then there's no, you tie me next to a sign, and I look up, and it say Martin Luther King. I'm like, hey, wait a minute. Hey. Cody, don't leave me here.
Might slowly go off.
Yeah. Oh, it don't go out. That shit just never came on. Sunlight starts going down. Shit, I got till sundown and shit. It's like hell. Start seeing a pimp come out with a coat on and shit. He's swinging his little clock and shit. He's like, well, look what we got here. New customers and shit. I get shanked sometimes and shit. I'm tied up and somebody just rushes up on me and shanks my ass. I'm just like, what the fuck? That's Martin Luther King Boulevard. Yeah. I don't give a fuck what state you live in.
I don't know why it is that way. Martin Luther King was all about unity and peacefulness and all that shit. But yet,
and nonviolence, Cody. Nonviolence.
The worst fucking streets on the planet. By far.
Every major city in the fucking country.
Every city. Every MLK, city. You stay the fuck away.
Shit, I've been to a lot of MLK boulevards.
Mm-hmm.
I never. Yeah. What was the story I told about a 7-Eleven on this show? Was it on this? Yeah, it was on this show. I was just like MLK Boulevard.
Maybe, yeah, yeah.
It was like some dude like robbed him with no clothes on or some shit like that. I wouldn't fuck with MLK, dude. Like,
no.
That's funny shit. Motherfucker rolls up on me. I'm tied up to this pole, shanked and shit. Talking. The motherfucker rolls up on me trying to slam me some watches, and he steals my watch too at the same time. Steals my watch and try to sell it to me. He's like, yo, brother, just got this new Apple Watch, brother. You look at it? Like, looking at the
so, yo, shit.
Shit, be like, man, you just took, I'm all bleeding out shit. You just took that off me. Oh, I see what you are. You a fucking hater. Brother can't make his money or whatever. So I'm like,
you want one more shank?
Yeah. Pimp comes and slaps me and be like, you been standing in this corner for how long and you ain't made no money yet? Be like, I ain't a hoe. I'm tied up too. Whatever. Shit, crackhead starts snorting off me and shit. Fucking doing lines off my toes and shit like that. Oh man, people think we exaggerate. We ain't exaggerating about this guy.
No, that's real.
This is MLK Boulevard. Yeah. Avoid it.
Yeah, please. At all costs.
Avoid it at all costs. Man, that's MLK. Oof, 2.5.
Oh, yeah, okay. So 2.5 for the Imperial Biscotti Break Ewa Twin Brewing. So, yeah, I don't know. If you see this in the store, maybe you like it more than I do. Like I said, it's a decent buy. I forgot how much I paid for this 4-pack. I don't even remember. I think it was like around maybe $15, something like that, $17.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Not too bad, but, you know, it's what it is. It is a Imperial Stout 16-ounce can, so it is what it is. That's what's been on it. So, yeah, that's it. There it is.
Right there. Cody's so blown away by Martin Luther King, he don't even know how to end this now. He's just like,
yeah, I really don't. That little tangent is hilarious.
He's like, I did not get this off MLK. I swear. You wouldn't have brought it back home if you went to MLK to get that, whatever and shit.
That's true.
That shit would have got robbed as soon as you would have purchased it.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, it probably would have got robbed as soon as you'd have picked it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would have opened up the little liquor store thing, the door, got the 4-pack out, whatever. The motherfucker would be like, give me that shit, bro.
Set one foot out, yep.
Yeah, give me that shit. He'd be like,
get an Imperial Biscotti Break.
Be like, I didn't even pay for it yet. I didn't pay for this shit yet. He's like, I don't give a fuck. Give it to me. Give it over here. I'm like, oh, okay. That motherfucker wouldn't take your wallet, your watch, none of that. He'd just be like, give me that 4-pack you got right there. He'd be like, what the fuck? That's what happens on MLK Boulevard, the strangest types of shit. I think the portal to Narnia opens up on MLK Boulevard.
They don't ask for George. They say, hey, give me the shoelace, brother.
Yeah. Give me them socks, Nick.
Yeah.
Them socks up, homie. Get them socks up. Yeah. Give me your peck. I want that peck. You been working out? Yeah. That's what I see right there. That's what I see.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Thought I would just play that before we head out of here.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't know what that was, people, it was the video of this Trump supporter coming up to this news reporter in New York once again. Must be Michael Rappaport's brother or something like that. New York just don't give a fuck right now. They're like,
they really know. They're like, yeah, fuck all this shit.
So this dude just rolls up on the camera and shit right in the background. Hey, is this fake news or real news? What are you? The reporter turns around. Fuck off. He gets right back to work. Like, yep.
Like nothing happened.
Like, anyway, like I was saying, that motherfucker lost. And they're not gonna take this shit no more, Cody. This
shit done. I gotta say, man, I get a lot more respect from New York during this COVID era. I don't know.
Yeah, it's pretty great
city. They're doing a lot of shit right. Respect to New York.
Pretty great things that they're doing over there. You know what I'm gonna say? Like, yeah, like telling dipshits that's asking, is this fake news or whatever? Fuck off. Yeah.
Fuck off.
I think right now, every news station should give their reporters the liability to say the same thing to anybody that rolls up on them like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do they need to be professional about?
They should be allowed like one insult, like one curse word at least.
I think
if
you're willing to just pop up on camera and say whatever the fuck you want, and they didn't ask you to, I think that news reporters should be allowed to tell that person,
yeah,
fuck off.
Because Master, that dude would have said some foul shit. He would have had to edit that out on the spot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this reporters don't work in customer service, Cody. They ain't got to fuck. Yeah. They ain't got to please nobody. So, that might get more viewers. Promotion.
I hope that dude gets a promotion.
I hope that dude owns that station. I hope he buys like CNN and MSNBC and all them whatever and shit. And I hope he just like, you know, tell him what it is. You know, if anybody harasses you and shit like that when you're covering,
tell him fuck off.
Yeah. They had this one reporter in Arizona. This motherfucker, he went to his truck and they tried to claim that he stole ballots and took them to his car.
Okay.
It's like, when you're in these mobs, you only got to say one thing and then it just runs with it. It's just like,
That's how it works.
he even opened up the truck to show them too. And I was just like, I wouldn't even done that. I'd have been like, I'd have said the same thing this before. Fuck off. Yeah, that's what I would have told them. Fuck off. You literally believe I walked out of there with fucking ballots in my fucking hand? Are you crazy? are you crazy though? Like, seriously? I wouldn't even try to hide it from y'all, like putting it in my pockets or something. Like I just literally walked in there and took some ballots and walked right the fuck out.
Yeah.
Okay.
It worked out just that way, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm so bold about doing it, I just did it in your face, right?
Yep.
Man, these people must think we're Trumps. Because Trump's the only one that would do some stupid shit like that, you know? But
seriously.
I mean, he's crying like a little bitch right now, and I ain't gonna lie.
He really is crying.
I kind of like
it. You see that those photos of him on the golf course
when like
officially announced.
That nigga got fired on his day off. that nigga got fired on his day off. That motherfucker's Craig from Friday. You got to be a stupid really motherfucker is. To get fired on your day off. Fired that dude, on your day off. He got fired on a Saturday morning. Ain't that a bitch?
Yep.
Like, damn.
Good fucking riddance for a fire.
Man, that's a hell of a job right out there. Goodbye, 45.
Fuck out.
Time to go now. Time to bring that normalcy back or whatever and shit. Get this shit picked back up. Thank God.
Fuck.
We ain't got to listen to this fucking clown no more. We ain't got to worry about, you know, who he pisses off. You can just go do your fucking Twitter shit and whatever Fox News show that they give you at the end of the day or whatever and shit. Just go do your shit over there and stuff. And every now and then, every now and then we'll tune in to make fun of your ass. How about that? And then that'd be your cloud of leprosy. But you know what? I've already had 4 years of making fun of your ass. I don't need no more. So we're done. We're done now. It's over. So. It's over now, son.
Goodbye, fucko.
Yeah, fucko. Get out of here now, you fucking fat, bloated blowjob.
Yeah.
It's a new word of the day. I think that's going to be the name of the show. Blowjob.
Mute bloated bush.
Mute. He said so many F words and shit.
Yeah.
it's like
so many insults, man. I couldn't keep up.
They need to make that motherfucker should be in like Super 2 or something like that. They need to make a comic book movie with this motherfucker. I don't know. And they need to have like the text bubbles pop up and shit. Fucko. shit like that. The only problem with him being a superhero is that shit would be too real.
Yeah,
it'd be like
it'd basically be a fucking what do you call it? Exactly. Yeah,
anti-hero.
Yeah,
shit. He'd probably, you know what? If Ryan Reynolds, if you plan on dying anytime soon, I think we found your replacement.
Yeah,
I don't think it'd be clever, Deadpool though. I think it'd be more like in your face kind of Deadpool. So
right,
yeah. No more like around the way. It's kind of just gonna be a straight road. You know, yeah. So, to quote Michael Rappaport, we sticking a fucking apple in this thing and we're ending it.
That's a wrap. Zip ties on it and all that.
Yeah, yeah. About the zip tie Cody's ass. He put an apple in my mouth and we gone now, people. So, like we always say, I am your godfather of whiskey. We will be back next week for Mix and Match Week. This motherfucker out here washing his car. What the fuck? Anyway, it's raining, motherfucker. Well, not anymore. But yeah, we'll be back next week for Mix and Match Week. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB.
I the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.
Adios, fucko.
Get the fuck out.